Birth control backlash, misinformation and medical gaslighting. Health viewpoints. There's no denying the epidemic rise of hormone problems, autoimmune conditions, and digestive disorders, but just don't dare ask the question, why? Exhibit A, recent articles causing waves, such as one from the Washington Post, titled Women Are Getting Off Birth Control Amid Misinformation Explosion, claiming that bad information is to blame for women who are choosing to discontinue taking hormonal birth control. The issue is worth taking a deeper look at as, at its heart, it affects so many Americans and their health choices, regardless of whether those choices involve taking hormonal birth control. The misinformation the article focused on was primarily discussions on social media where women have begun sharing stories of suffering from the symptoms caused by hormonal birth control or not being listened to by their conventional doctor about problems with the medication. Misinformation or recognized side effects. Quite the opposite of misinformation, most of the symptoms being discussed on social media by women and the doctors, practitioners, and nutritionists that actually listen to them are openly listed as common side effects by the birth control manufacturers. Hormonal forms of birth control such as the pill, vaginal ring, skin patch, injections, implants, or intrauterine devices include common side effects such as headaches, nausea, vomiting and other digestive problems, painful menstrual periods, weight gain, mood swings, depression, acne, and low sex drive. Shouting misinformation when women who have these common side effects dare share their experiences is the height of medical gaslighting. Shaming women for their lived experiences is regressive and reprehensible. Apparently, believe the women only applies when it's used as vapid virtue signaling. Increasingly, pieces like the one in the Washington Post tend to overly politicize health topics as a way to further delegitimize diversity of ideas and voices, labeling them all as right-wing. Similarly, Rolling Stone penned the headline, "Why is the right wing so obsessed with seed oils?" The Guardian, "Cowboys and Vegetarians, Why American Right-Wingers See Beef as a Birthright." The subtext relegates diverse perspectives as uncredentialed conspiracy theories, a type of wellness flat earth perspective. As someone who is personally very much left of center on social issues, I can tell you health symptoms and healthy food are apolitical. This is not a left or right issue, this is a human health issue and an informed consent issue. From my functional medicine telehealth center, I have seen countless cases of women from around the world, of all political persuasions, struggling with unexplained symptoms and seeking answers. Just because something is common doesn't mean it's normal. Problems like digestive troubles, autoimmunity, fatigue, painful, irregular periods, mood swings, migraines, cyclical acne, and trouble losing weight are certainly ubiquitous, but should not be normalized. Sometimes hormonal birth control is causing or contributing to their symptoms, sometimes it's not. But to ignore it as a potential variable when these are known common side effects is cognitive dissonance at best and malignant propaganda at worst. It's estimated that up to 80% of women experience some type of hormonal imbalance in their life. Autoimmune disorders, digestive disorders, and other chronic health problems have been on the rise for decades, with far too many people not even knowing that their symptoms have a name because they're either ignored by their doctor or they are told to just take a medication and offered no real answers. Close to 70% of Americans take at least one prescription drug, and more than half take at least two. The United States spends more on healthcare than any other country, yet we have the most chronic disease and the shortest lifespan of all industrialized nations. Despite this, seeking alternative solutions when you've fallen through the gaping cracks of this broken system is increasingly frowned upon, and on top of that, you're reprimanded in articles like the Post's and others. A confluence of epigenetic variables. So why now are so many struggling with these chronic hormonal and inflammatory issues? The causes are complex and multifaceted, it's not just one thing. A confluence of epigenetic variables is the cause for the rise of chronic health problems. The foods we are eating, the foods we are not eating, environmental toxins, chronic stress, unresolved past trauma, and yes, medications and their potential side effects all need to be looked at on an individual basis. For reporters or writers to ignore any one of these factors is dishonest and plain bad journalism. When women experience significant symptoms resulting from factors such as birth control, they should be listened to, not shamed or written off. Wanting agency over your health and having an open, honest dialogue with your healthcare provider should be the right of any person seeking care. Informed consent should be at the heart of any discussion about health decisions. That requires knowing the relative risks and side effects of treatments and medications so that each individual can make the right decision. For some, that may include choosing to take hormonal birth control. For others, it may not. The authors of the Washington Post article argue the importance of women staying on hormonal birth control because of reproductive rights being taken away, while ironically shaming women when they choose not to take a pharmaceutical. Pro-choice seems only to apply when you make the choice the establishment wants you to make. Functional medicine, an integrative approach. In functional medicine, we are not anti-medication. We simply encourage people to ask the questions: what are the benefits? What are the potential drawbacks? What is the most effective option that causes the least amount of side effects? Radical, I know. Rather than exploring the benefits and potential drawbacks of both pharmaceutical and alternative methods of supporting our health, legacy media tends to deify one and vilify the other. One of many examples of this within the Washington Post article is the convenient lumping together all alternative fertility awareness methods of birth control to show the worst possible statistic, when in fact there are a variety of fertility awareness methods, some very effective, some not. One such effective method of FAM is the symptothermal method, which has an impressive 98-99% effectiveness rate. The symptothermal method involves the tracking of fertility signs by taking your temperature, checking cervical mucus, or charting the menstrual cycle. The downside and limitation of alternative FAM options, like the symptothermal method, is that it requires some education and awareness of your body, so it's not for everyone. It doesn't have the appealing simplicity of taking a pill each day. But what the media and prescribing doctors should be doing is giving people a full picture of all the options and discussing the pros and cons of each. Instead, what tends to happen is the cherry-picking of data that pushes a certain, sanctioned narrative. Now more than ever before in recent history, people are asking for more options for their health because they are sick of being gaslit, ignored, or shamed. Long-form contextual conversations on podcasts and the free exchange of ideas on social media are often treated with disdain by industries that are accustomed to being the gatekeepers of information. The thoughtful, science-backed integrative approach that we take in functional medicine is predicated on bioindividuality. What's right for one person may not be right for you. Addressing factors like the foods we eat and any nutrient deficiencies, chronic stress, unresolved past trauma, environmental toxins, and more are explored openly in functional medicine. This evidence-based, but open-to-new-ideas approach gives a fresh perspective to the complexity and nuance of human health, rather than giving a blanket solution for every person. You are fully informed and engaged each step of the way, feeling empowered as a full participant in your healing, rather than watching from the sidelines as things are done to you, not with you. There are pockets of hope within conventional medical systems, with mainstream institutions such as the Cleveland Clinic now having functional medicine centers. We are not fringe, quacks, or any other pejorative slung by those who protest too much. Words like misinformation have become weaponized to silence those who dare to speak up, a euphemism for any unapproved or unsanctioned experience, voice, or thought. Why is it that those who overuse the word misinformation spread it the most? It's a sort of Orwellian doublespeak, intent on distorting the truth. The fact is, according to the World Press Freedom Index, out of 180 countries, the United States is now ranked 45th for freedom of the press. Diversity of thought is at an all-time low and often actively discouraged. Today, getting healthy on your own terms, like any active agency, free thought and will is a radical act to a system that feeds its own health problems. Despite this, or possibly because of this, there is a peaceful revolution of ideas from a growing informed populace demanding more for their health. Regular people in search of the whole truth and nothing but the truth, the most dangerous kind. References: Organon. Possible risks and side effects of NuvaRing. https://www.nuvaring.com/risks-side-effects. Pfizer. Depo-Provera registered CI. https://www.pfizermedicalinformation.com/patient/depo-provera. Agile Therapeutics Incorporated Meet Twirla registered https://www.twirla.com/meet-twirla. Organon. Side effects of Nexplanon. https://www.nexplanon.com/side-effects. Bayer. Get to know the Mirena IUD. https://www.mirenahcp.com. Bayer. Patient Information Leaflet. https://www.bayer.com/site/default/files/yasmin_en_pil.pdf. www.drwilcole.com. Mayo Clinic. Nearly 7 in 10 Americans take prescription drugs, Mayo Clinic, Olmsted Medical Center find. https://newsnetwork.mayoclinic.org/discussion/nearly-7-10-Americans-take-prescription-drugs-mayo-clinic-olmsted-medical-center-find. https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/173140/78. https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/34453247. https://www.frontiersin.org/journals/endocrinology/articles/10.3389/fendo.2019.00346/full. https://www.ahajournals.org/doi/10.1161/circulation.ah.116.026796. https://www.frontiersin.org/journals/public-health/articles/10.3389/fub.2018.00141/full. https://onlinelibrary.wiley.com/doi/10.1002/sme.2497. https://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc6876844. https://www.nis.nih.gov/health/topics/agents/endocrine. https://www.frontiersin.org/articles/10.3389/neuro.08.010.2009/full. https://rsf.org/n/2023-world-press-freedom-index-journalism-threatened-fake-content-industry.